You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Got it. It is that time again for another great week of Trump news.
Oh, no.
Nah, we got more. We got more.
Oh, come on.
It's not just all Trump news. We'll try and find more, I guess. Well, maybe we don't have any. All right, but, you know, we're working on it.
Okay.
This is WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
And, good morning.
Yeah, big weekend where a lot of awards were passed out for,
Wisconsin Broadcasters Association? Yes.
For civic media
yeah.
Personalities.
Yeah.
Certainly, we were passed over this year, you know.
We didn't get anything, but that's okay.
Well, we won the year before, and we wanted some other host to have a chance at it, right?
Some question about the year before. If we were in the right category or the right market size.
Hey,
apparently there was a lot of doubt.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well,
we didn't.
We were third place.
Right.
In the wrong category, wrong market size.
Other than that,
yeah,
perfect.
So the caveat here is we were winners last year.
Right.
But they said it was a mistake.
Yeah. They took it back.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah,
well, that was
harsh.
Hard to take. Actually, I think it's the greatest way to get third place by mistake.
Right.
Oh, man.
But this year there were other winners. Maggie Dawn was a big winner, so
yes.
Congratulations to her.
Brittany Merlot, huge winner.
Brittany Merlot, three-time winner.
I know. I don't even think she wants to be on the show anymore.
No.
We're losers.
She's moved on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but yeah. It was a fun weekend. It was. I didn't really actually see you at the party. And then you called me after I left and said, "Where are you?" You had showed up real late.
It was about 10:30 or so.
Everybody was gone
everybody,
by then, weren't they?
Yeah, what kind of party are you?
Yeah. Well,
the last year, I mean, it seemed like the damn thing, the actual dinner ended at 10:30.
Right?
So yeah. I was planning that.
I see.
So that's why I came at that time. But, there were like, I saw three people from the station, and that was it.
Mm. Well, I had encouraged you earlier in the day to come to the party since,
had TV to watch.
Okay.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I never get to watch TV anymore. It's a little luxury that I kind of miss.
So you'd rather sit at home,
yes,
watch TV,
yeah,
than go to a nice big award ceremony with people from all over the state.
Yep.
Throughout the company of Civic Media, everybody asking me, "Where's John?" Oh, yeah. It's good to see you making. Where's John? Where's Peterson?
Is that because they didn't care about meeting you, or
yes, apparently they didn't care.
Yeah,
no, it was fun.
So
time.
Yeah, did you tell him that I'm just stuck up and he refuses to associate with other?
What
people?
I said is he lives right across the street. Right across the other side of the belt line.
Hey, we can all go over there.
Yeah. It was a good time. It was fun times. Lots of pictures. I think some of them will be on our websites, and you can check them out there.
Look at the outfit.
What? Oh, my God. What's she wearing? Oh, my.
I don't know.
Somebody on CNN is wearing something very bizarre.
Yeah, she's one of the anchors there. She's standing there in a black and white outfit, but the white is on the edge of her outfit.
Her
and
suit.
It looks like she's copy-pasted into the scene, right?
Yes.
Like very a bad strange. Green screen or yeah, something yes. like that? Yeah,
looks like a really bad green screen.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a good outfit.
No. All right. 10 minutes past the hour. It's partly cloudy this morning. We're at 44 degrees, a little bit on the cool side, but it's going to be a pretty nice day. Should we get the weather wheel going, get the roulette wheel? There, we'll spin it around. Let's see what our afternoon high may be.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Ready for this?
Sure.
62.
Wow, that's really
black
good.
Black 62.
That's amazing.
And even though all of the weather people have said all weekend long, oh, yeah. it's going to be great all week, no rain, nothing. Yeah. Suddenly we have a chance for rain this afternoon.
What?
A little bit of light, very light sprinkles, maybe a couple of showers.
Rule number
late
one,
in the day.
Never trust never a meteorologist.
Trust any weather people at all, you know. So we'll see about that, but we'll check with the award-winning Brittany Merlot.
She gave us the wrong weather forecast on Fridays.
It's okay.
I'm going to have to change my plans.
It's just a very, very slight chance of rain. So
it's crazy. You know, we don't we'll have see. A wastebasket in here.
Oh, is it gone? Why is it? How come every Monday we don't have a trash can in here?
Somebody's trying to tell us that we don't deserve a wastebasket. I don't know. It's in here, so you would think they'd emptied it, put it back in the same spot they got it.
Sam is on the
But
move
I don't
here.
Know. Well, Sam gets the wastebasket. No, that's here. Our wastebasket over here. Here. Over here.
You think you'd know this?
Yeah. John's Sam the only one with waste.
Sam doesn't want to be here today.
You guys just can't be happy with anything that I do, can
oh,
you?
Oh, here we go.
Blues, sing the blues.
Well, he's only got, what, 3 weeks left? Four weeks left? That's it.
Well, you know, he's alone now. No,
don't.
Alone again
naturally. Yes.
Yeah, where's that Gilbert O'Sullivan song about suicide when you need it?
Is that what it's about?
Have you never heard the lyrics?
God. I really no.
It's one of the most depressing songs ever.
It is.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, it's let's check the national day calendar, okay?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right. Is it or is it not Cinco de Mayo? Is it the 5th day of May?
Could be.
Is it National Astronaut Day? National Hoagie Day? Let's see. National Wild Birds Day?
Yeah.
National Cartoonists Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
It's not National Hoagie Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is.
What?
It is National Hoagie Day.
Somebody made a mistake.
No, it's. We'll get to that in a moment. Okay. Sam, would you care to guess, or are you just gonna...
Didn't we just have Astronaut Day or something like that?
Is that your guess? Was it?
Yes, that's my guess.
You're wrong.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Seems like we're always talking about space.
Yeah.
It's not National Wild Birds Day. So. All right. Yeah. Okay. Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. What can we say about Cinco de Mayo? Come on. Here we go. His computer's a little slow this morning. It's deeply rooted in the history of the Franco-Mexican War, influenced by Mexican-American communities in the early years of the American Civil War in the early 1860s. As the Civil War erupted, these communities took up the banner of Cinco de Mayo as a way to commemorate the cause of freedom and democracy. Today in the U.S., Americans celebrate Mexican-American heritage and pride annually on May 5th. So happy Cinco de Mayo Day.
Very nice.
Okay, let's move on to National Astronaut Day. Why would May 5th be National Astronaut Day? Well, each year on May 5th, astronauts are celebrated as true heroes. The day's mission is to inspire all to reach for the stars by sharing out-of-this-world astronaut stories and experiences. It was on May 5th, 1961. We remember it like yesterday when astronaut Alan Shepard Jr. became the first American in space aboard Freedom 7 space capsule. The brief suborbital flight lasted just 15 minutes and reached a height of 116 miles into the atmosphere. It was a milestone achievement, and that's why today, May 5th. Now, the Russians already beat us to the punch on that.
Yes.
They had, I think, Yuri Gagarin. He went up there first.
Yes.
You watch any of the Alan Shepard's flight on TV at the time?
Oh, yeah. Watched it. I think I was in, let's see, second grade.
A strapping young lad.
Yeah. Yes. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
They brought a TV into the classroom. Yeah.
Yes.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Nah, never mind.
Okay. Let's check out National Hoagie Day, because I know you were surprised that this was the day, but celebrates a hero of a sandwich. The hoagie goes by several other aliases: the sub, the grinder, the Italian, the torpedo. Those are just a few. I never heard of torpedo,
yeah.
But okay.
Yeah,
I heard just a few of the many names. Some of the names give a hint as how to make a hoagie.
Yep.
Like a hoagie, I guess. What's a sub sandwich? They're good.
We had those last night, as a matter of fact.
Did you really?
Yeah. Celebrated a little early, I guess. Didn't know it.
Make them yourself? Or did you
No.
Go to Subway?
Yeah, Subway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's National Cartoonist Day, honoring all those creative ink-stained artists, past and present, with the fascinating pieces they have created throughout the years. Let's see. American comic strip writer and artist Richard Outcault. Am I boring you?
I'm just barely awake at this point.
Yawn was audible all across... all across the state. Richard Outcault, it was the inventor of the modern comic strip. He was just 15 years old.
That's great.
Anything in the history books there, Sam? What do you think?
Oh, we got a couple of things.
All right.
Do I have to open up the book?
No, just go online.
Dial it up.
Dial it up.
Sure. The Kindle version.
Yep. Sure. Okay. Yeah. What happened?
Not much, but you got something. Right?
I got a couple things here. I didn't spend a ton of time on it on Friday.
Okay.
Today in 1905.
He's got 1 foot out the door already.
Oh, come on. Today in 1905, the trial of, I was surprised that it was brothers, Alfred and Albert Stratton. This happened in England. Their trial began. It was the very first murder trial to ever use fingerprint evidence.
Yes.
1905.
1905. You know, last week, I think it was Thursday, I had to go and get my fingerprints taken for the first time. So I can't commit any crimes now. I'm going to be on the grid.
Yes.
Why did you need fingerprints?
What happened?
Well, I'm working on becoming a teacher right now, apparently... They got to do a deep background check on you if you want to work
makes
with
sense.
Kids.
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And you already covered the other thing that I had, Alan Shepard becoming the first American in space.
Oh.
Got a few birthdays here though.
Okay.
It's Karl Marx's birthday.
Well, I'm celebrating at home.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah.
Karl Marx posters all over the place.
Okay.
Well, everybody thinks we have those posters up in our homes.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah. Okay.
Crazy communists that we are.
Yep.
Yeah. Karl Marx, he was born in 1818?
1818, so he would have been 207.
Really old. Okay.
I mean, with a beard like he had, he must be old and wise and all that, you know? Mm.
Okay.
And then James Beard.
Yeah.
James Beard, yeah.
His beard was strange. All right. No, I have no idea.
He was a chef, right?
Yeah, okay. I was trying to remember what his deal was. He was he was an American chef and one of the very first TV chefs, right?
Yeah,
right. It's also Adele's birthday today, the British pop artist.
Very good.
Yep.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to check in with Pam Yonke and find out what's going on around the state of Wisconsin and the world
Wisconsin
of food.
Best
and
beef burger.
Beef
month.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy on a Monday. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMBX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
6:22. It's 44 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Starting to see some sunshine breaking through the clouds here. And highs in the low 60s today. Maybe just a sprinkle or two along the way this afternoon. Time for us to welcome back Pam Yonke. Good Monday morning to you, Pam. How are you doing?
Yeah, indeed. It is a good Monday morning, although I'm finding muscles I haven't used for a little while after a pretty decent weekend weather-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of yard work, a lot of stuff to do around the house.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to, you know, get the lawnmower set up, clean up stuff that you let lay during winter, and
yeah,
a little tapering around out at the farm, picking up brush and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was a good weekend to do that, right?
Yeah, it was a perfect weekend for that.
Yeah, I'm hoping this weather stays nice and dry like that for a lot of folks. And if you did any driving this weekend, mm-hmm, a lot of folks that are kind of farther north and to the east still have standing water in fields. So we'll need this dry weather to persist for a little while so they can get started with field work.
Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, plan any next getaway to find the best burger in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's the other thing. Figure it was the first weekend of May, and I know around a lot of Wisconsin yards the grill was on. So that's exactly what the Wisconsin Beef Council is trying to focus in on. May is beef month in Wisconsin, and to get everybody ready for the month of May, they announced last week the winner of their best beef burger contest, and it's an operation called Brazen Head Pub in West Bend. And it's almost mean to do it to people. You start giving them menu items like this at this time of the day, their stomach starts to growl early. Mm-hmm. Brazen Beer Cheese Burger is the winner. Mm-hmm. It's a half pound of Angus beef topped with cheddar cheese, bacon, onion rings, and harp beer cheese that they put on a pretzel roll. I sent a picture to you guys last week. It looks yummy. It looks terribly offensive to my clothing. But,
cheese,
you know,
it looks cheesy. It was kind of draped in cheese, wasn't it?
Yes. I'm thinking that's going to be all down the front of my shirt no matter which way I decide to attack it.
Right.
And, yeah.
But man, what a good they had eight restaurants around Wisconsin that ended up in what they call the Elite Eight. And I was teasing Caitlin Kessler from the Wisconsin Beef Council about how did the judges feel about the Elite Eight, because some were as far away as like Hayward, Ashland, that kind of thing. Mm. And she said they might have been a little grumbly on the drive to wherever they were going, but they were generally smiling pretty big when they left their destination.
Yeah.
So they went out and physically evaluated all eight elites, or Elite Eight, I should say, that made it. If you want to pop on over to beeftips.com, you can find the rest of them.
Beef,
and you can
beef,
also find directions on how
beef tips?
Beef tips, yes.
Okay.
Beef, T-I-P-S, yes. So
okay.
That's where you'll find the directions to all of them, and including the Brazen Head Pub in West Bend. So I hope it was a busy weekend for those folks.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind volunteering to taste these burgers myself next year.
Right?
I'll see if I can put you boys' name on the list.
That would be fantastic.
I'm guessing there's a few that might be willing to take a bullet for the team, but yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right.
The other thing that you might want to keep in mind about beef, Wisconsin Beef Month, May being beef month, is they partnered with Quick Trip. So if you're going to be fueling up or be by the pumps at Quick Trip, don't be surprised if you hear a message about May being beef month. Mm-hmm. They've got they're also partnering with Pit Boss to Connected Grills to give you a connected grill, the Navigator 850. So you don't even have to stand outside and monitor the fire. You can simply look at your smartphone and monitor your fire.
Oh, man.
No kidding.
I think that kind of flies in the face of why you grill. But anyhow.
Well, I think so.
A lot of people that like technology, and this time you get to partner it with your backyard grilling experience. So keep your eyes open for those chances to enter and win at your local Quick Trip.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I drove by a Quick Trip athletic field. I couldn't believe it. It's near DeForest.
Right, yeah, right on the interstate.
It's gigantic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Well, think about it, fellas. Our age, we remember when that was the ABS Bull Stud Farm entirely.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah, it's right in front of that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yep, correct.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, Gordy always talked about the ABS joke that was posted up there every Well, how come you always drove by there?
I don't remember. Yeah. They still put up some funny puns at times.
It's
it's
usually all from employees. It's all employee generated. So I think the guys that are out on the road going out to visit farms probably have a short piece of paper in the truck that they jot things down, and there they go. Their claim to fame on the interstate for a week.
A lot of that's semen jokes out there.
Oh, come on now. Keep it clean here.
All right.
Well, listen, try to talk about AI in my circles and mean artificial intelligence. In my circles, it's still artificial insemination.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's right.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, that's great stuff.
We only got about a minute left here.
Can we touch on the Wisconsin egg use big deal with 15 high school seniors?
Yeah, if you get a chance, the sixth class of Wisconsin Ag Youth Council members was announced last week by Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski. High school seniors from across the state that applied. It's all designed to raise their awareness, not just about Wisconsin agriculture, but about the agencies, the associations, the infrastructure that works with agriculture that could be a part of their career future. So it's a little bit of civics, if you will, and a little bit about agriculture as an economic driver in the state. But boy, I'll tell you, once the seniors have had a chance to interact specifically with career planning and career objectives, they really walk away impressed. They do most of it virtually. So if you want to see all the names from all around the state, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. We've got them there.
All right. Well, thank Pam.
Very good, Pam. We'll talk to you again soon. Yeah. You have a great day. That's Pam Yonke.
Bye-bye.
Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report, which is coming up right around the corner. Everything about food and farms. Good things from Wisconsin. Coming back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls. But you said some dolls are going to cost more.
I don't think a beautiful baby girl needs to have 30 dolls. I think they can have three dolls or four dolls.
When you say they could have three dolls instead of 30 dolls,
I'm just saying they don't need to have 30 dolls. They can have three.
Hello, Dolly. This is Lewis.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dolly. It's so nice to have you
that.
Back where you belong.
Dump this out.
Louis Armstrong was basically a symptom. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Louis Armstrong was singing about this particular incident.
Yeah.
But
what is it with the he's hung up on this doll thing.
He's got the doll thing.
He's got it on the mind.
Yeah, he's got
Maybe
it.
It's
Can't
just
stop
because
talking about
as
it.
A child, Donald Trump never received a doll for Christmas.
Perhaps. Yeah. Yeah, he was even talking about it on the plane last night. There's more stuff about the dolls. We haven't caught up to it yet.
Oh, really? There's
more?
Oh,
yeah, there's
more.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have that in here today.
Not yet, but we'll find it. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Mm-hmm. One thing remaining constant since way back in 1958 when they opened their doors. Well, they are still direct to consumer, and they provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out. They've got two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side, or just go to verlo.com. All right.
Oh, man.
It's 6:37, by the way, and 44 degrees.
Going through all of the Trump information, they just seem to dump everything on Friday, and it left a lot of homework for me on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just one thing after the next.
Is that why you were late to the party at the WBA?
Yes, yeah, I was going through my paperwork. You know, I had to get all the quotes from Trump.
Yeah.
And the one thing I have noticed about everything that he is trying to do and what he set Elon out to do is cut everything away from the government. All government spending, all departments, everything the government has ever done for the American people, gone. History out of here. And that's one of the things, depressing things that you have to kind of deal with when you're going through all of this stuff. Mm. I don't know why he feels like he just has to do this, but then he started bragging about how much money they're making from tariffs. they're just raking it in. I mean, huge amounts.
Okay.
And then he said about the tariffs and the money coming into the federal government. He said, you know, pretty soon we won't even have to have taxes.
Oh, really?
Anymore, because it'll be replaced by the tariffs. And he said the whole purpose of raking this money in through these tariffs is to give tax cuts. Mm. That's it. It isn't to save us money. We're paying. It's actually a value-added tax. Hmm. It's an extra tax on us. We pay the higher price for the products that come into this country, paid by the distributor who bought the products from another country. He'll tack it on, and then we pay the price. And then, of course, we're paying the higher price for a product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking money out of our pocket. So we're becoming poorer, stripped down, and... Hmm. We can't maintain even living paycheck to paycheck anymore.
That's what we have to look forward to.
That's where I'm coming from. And not only that, I've got this other story. I was going to like preempt Idiocracy completely because really? My son last night came up and he was just whining and complaining about Trump's proposals for tax cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a scary thing. This is his idea. He's giving it to the Congress if they could write it into their bills. And you wouldn't believe what he's getting rid of. I mean, Section 8 housing for the poor, that would be, well, I think, devastating. Yeah. My idea is this, and I'm going to be the first radio announcer in the country to come up with this idea.
Okay, mark this down, Sam. Write this down.
Well, I was the first one to say he was a dictator, right?
Okay.
Okay, this is another one. What he's trying to do is strip the American public from their money, from their hard-earned incomes.
Yes.
And he wants them to become refugees who have to leave the country. He wants all the poor to leave the United States.
Mm.
And he wants us all to become refugees moving into Canada or Mexico.
You know what that means. What? We all just got to stop working. If we don't work, he doesn't get any tax money that he can give to billionaires.
There you go. See?
Okay.
Well, no, he's still going to do it. He's going to just, you know, rob a till.
Yeah. And give the tax breaks to the rich, as usual.
But again, that's my theory.
Yeah.
He's trying to make us all so poor that he wants the poor to leave the country.
Yeah.
As a refugee from America, believe it or not. And that's just my theory. But I'm the first announcer to come up with that theory. I may be the only announcer to come up with that theory.
We'll have to get the poor people, the people that can't afford it, they're going to have to get passports and, get U-Hauls to take their stuff they have. Just whatever you got on your back.
Well, you know, the refugees that go across the border, they don't have passports, Gordy.
No? Okay. All right.
All right. All right. So anyway, he wants to replace taxes with tariffs. This is from Trump. This is what he said. A quote.
Okay.
When tariffs cut in, many people's income taxes will be substantially reduced, maybe even completely eliminated. It will be a bonanza for America. The External Revenue Service is happening. Remember that he renamed it.
The External Revenue Service
is taking in the taxes.
Okay.
The tariffs. That's what I meant. Yeah. Again, tariffs are taxes on products that negatively impact middle and lower class Americans who have to buy these products.
Okay.
All right. In fact, why don't we pay? Do you have this cut? Okay. Why don't we play? This is Gary Cohn, businessman and former economic advisor to Trump in his first term. So he's not a crazy man completely, but he's not agreeing with the tariffs. Let's listen.
Point. The president also says, you may pay more here, right? But I got you on the tax cuts. In fact, he tweeted, when tariffs cut in, just this morning he said this, many people's income taxes will be reduced or eliminated, and he's going to focus on those making less than $200,000 a year. This is not going to get done by Memorial Day, is it?
Look, I don't know. That would be very fast for it to get done.
Yeah.
The other thing we need to understand about tariffs, and I think this is obvious, is tariffs are highly regressive, meaning that poorer people end up paying a disproportionate percentage of the tariffs because they spend 100% of their paychecks on goods. So they're going to Walmart, they're going to their stores, they're buying goods with their paycheck. Wealthier people save a bigger percentage of their paycheck. Okay. So the tariffs are going to affect the poorer people more.
We got to leave it there, Gary.
Oops. Gary, we're leaving it there.
You're too depressing, man.
We're moving on.
Yeah. Okay, pal. You had your chance at first term. All right.
Okay.
Well, anyway, this is Idiocracy, folks, and you know, I made my prediction, so I'm going to live with it at this point.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Right. You can call us or text us on the Civic Media app. We have time to go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones quickly.
Mark is with us this morning. Good morning, Mark. Mark, what do you got for us?
Good morning. Sorry for the background noise. But, I mean, why can't the rich do without another tax cut? I mean, why do they need to get, you know, big, huge tax cuts for Christmas?
Right.
And rather than, you know, no little girls are getting $30 for Christmas, for God's sake.
It must happen someplace. I don't know. What is he talking
about? He's hung up on this thing.
I mean, if we can do without, they can do without a tax cut. I mean, when you got that much money, how much more money do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, it is just beyond me that these people are richer than Croesus, and
I know.
And they want more. I mean, I do not understand, unless they're like Scrooge McDuck diving into a pile of money and then swimming around in it.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yes, diving into a big bed of coins.
Yes. Or Milburn Drysdale on the Beverly Hillbillies, he had to go down to the vault and wallow around in the cash because when he passed out, Miss Jane had to wave the money underneath his nose.
Wow, yes. I know.
It is just disgusting that people don't.
It says a lot about you, Mark, that you watched the Beverly Hillbillies so adamantly.
And Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's over 50 years ago now,
right.
55 years ago.
I know. That was our image of the wealthy at that time. Yeah, yes. I know.
All right.
I mean, and it is just sad that more people aren't just screaming about this. And I mean, revolution's French. I mean,
Mark, I think the money-making scheme for most of us Americans now will be taking money from George Soros so we could go out and protest. Mm. That's going to be our next occupation, occupation anyway. Sure. What about you, Gord? Do you want it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in. Yeah.
You know,
I never got my George Soros check.
You didn't?
Wow.
Never did.
You should look for that. You know, you probably threw it out with all the other
junk mail.
Resident mail.
All right, Mark, thanks for that
call.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. Yeah.
All right, bud.
Yeah, I mean, the greed is just unbelievable. I mean, the fact that on the White House website, they're taking, you know, you can order crypto coins or whatever Trump is selling.
Hey,
going right into his pocket.
We got a big story in the crypto thing.
We'll get to that.
How about this, though? The surreal notion that protesters are paid to protest is crazy enough, right? One America Now's Real America host, Dan Ball, seems outraged that activist group with paid staff, you know, these guys are, you know, they activist groups. They pay their staff. It's an organization that takes funding. Are going out spreading the word during protests. Why not? They're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like all activist groups do. They aren't paid protesters. They're the activists that work for an activist organization that gets funding. All right, so let's listen to Dan Ball, weirdo nut job at One America Now. Let's listen to him.
I don't know how you sleep at night. I would not do your job. I do not like it. So people can literally call your company and get a bunch of paid actors, if you will, to stand up there, hold signs, and scream on the street corner, because that's what your company does.
Number one, it's not actors. We're providing activists who are truly engaged with the cause, right?
But are they? I just showed you a video of a guy going, I don't even know why I'm here. They got signs and they got sheets and they said, go say this and talk to cameras and hold signs.
It's challenging for them to get sufficient turnout to a lot of these events. compensating people, just like, Dan, you're compensated for hosting your program. These are your real views on this program, but you're compensated. Our protesters-
I am, but I don't pay my viewers to watch me, so I love the fact that I can go on the street corner and say whatever the hell I want, a grievance against my government, or call my neighbor or whatever I want, because that's America. But I don't like that companies try to stage it all and hire people and
no,
set it up.
Is.
It should be organic. The American people should want to come out, get on their soapbox, my show, I'm talking. They should come out and want to gather together and say, here's the cause I'm sticking up for. But you see, guys like you and the bureaucrats and the folks in D.C. love stirring up the pot between us Americans. And so you pay people to do this and you make a scene look bigger than it really is. You make an issue bigger than it truly is. And so I don't like your business. I'm going to end it there, but okay. I appreciate you coming back on.
Gee, nice guy, huh?
That's Dan Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a real piece of work.
Yeah. My show, I'm talking.
Is it projection on steroids? Maybe just a little.
Okay. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy on a Monday morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, beautiful sunny morning, fantastic morning, and no one ever asked me, you know, John, when is sunrise and sunset?
Yeah,
and
when is that today?
I guess everybody forgot.
No, we want to know.
5:45 was sunrise time.
Thank gosh.
Now, okay. If we just look at the sunset time.
Yeah, what would that be?
We're past 8 o'clock now.
Past?
8:03.
Wow.
Yeah.
Staying lighter longer. That's great. Well, it's 6:53.
A great observation, Gordy.
Thank you. It's 45 degrees, yeah. Highs in the low 60s for today. This portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, and they have fast and flexible appointments. Others may have six-month wait times to get your hearing checked, but they can get customers in within a week or less.
Yeah,
they're family-owned, community-focused. Madison Hearing Aid Center, individualized care, not one size fits all. Insurance accepted with no hassles. And you can check them out again at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You went there last week or week before?
Yeah, last week. And yeah.
They take care of you right away.
Yeah, I've worn it a few times, especially watching television.
Mm. Yeah. You're using the
yeah, I'm trying. It's tweaking the
volume.
It tweaks a little bit of what I'm missing in the center channel, and that is the dialogue.
Okay.
So now
it's helping you out.
Yeah, I can actually hear what they're saying.
And it's Bluetooth, right?
I mean,
very cool. Anyway, check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the technology is just incredible.
It's
really
amazing.
Is. And they have all these different hearing aids from all different sources of manufacturers. A lot of people do their homework, and then they kind of specifically focus on one, and they help you fine-tune a little bit. And it's just it's a great experience, by the way. So, you know, a lot of us attending those rock concerts, well, we're paying the price now.
Well, that's true.
You know, I was taking pictures at these rock concerts.
Were you?
way back then.
You were a photographer.
Yeah.
You've got some really good pictures.
Yeah, I got some great shots.
Some big stars.
I started putting them on Facebook. I forgot to keep doing it, but
what were some of the big rock star pictures that you made into
Well, I've got a lot posters. Of Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Really, really good pictures of Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
I had Rod Stewart.
No,
that was a Chicago concert that I managed to get pretty close up to. I don't know how I did it.
Yeah.
Elvis Costello.
Nice.
The Tubes.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to dig some of those out and put them on the website.
Oh, yeah. Leo Kottke. Whole bunch of
Oh, he's coming to the Barrymore in June.
And Joni Mitchell, I have that. Oh, Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
Really neat shot of Stevie Nicks on stage.
Okay.
Well, I'll start posting them again.
Okay. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
We do have a text here. We're talking about, my theory that Trump is trying to get all the poor people in this country to become refugees and leave the country. And we had a text here. He only wants the poor people of color to leave. Remember, he also wants to increase immigration into our country from white Scandinavian and European people.
Yeah.
There you go.
He also,
that's true.
He's ready to sign an order to open up Alcatraz again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Wow. It sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. It's going to open up Alcatraz.
That'll be for the low-income individuals that can't cross the border, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, he is he's spending a lot of taxpayer money on golf. Trump's golf tab is skyrocketing.
Okay.
What?
Sam's got his golf tracker ready to go here. I can see him dialing it up right now.
All right. And this is an amazing thing. As they strip the government away from all of us hardworking taxpayers out here, he is running up the bill. Let's listen. Cut 36.
I thought you had that ready. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
You know, John, 36 was the one cut that I was missing this morning.
Oh, no. What?
And I hope you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. I went from 35 to 37, and I made a note to myself, I should ask John about that.
But yeah.
I guess it wasn't important enough of a note.
There's nothing there in the description about golf or anything like that?
There's no 36, John.
Well, did you dial up the golf tracker
I did.
Anyway?
Speaking of the Trump golf tracker,
yes.
He spent 105 days in office. Of those 105 days, he spent 24 of them out on the golf course.
Well, he needs
more
his
than
exercise.
One in five days he has spent golfing.
That's wonderful. It's nice to know he's able to relax on our dime, right?
Yeah. It's all on our dime.
Well, it says here, 104 days in office, 40% spent golfing on his own properties, over $140 million in taxpayer cash. It's all on, golf carts, luxury suites, and as he describes it, billionaire bootlicking and buying crypto as well. You know, he's bragging to everybody, even he was speaking at a college where they graduate? The
commencement?
Commencement speech. He was at a commencement speech.
He
went into his ridiculous, typical speech. And then he goes in and he says that, he's got everybody kissing his ass. And the students started applauding. Really, really sick. I mean, I guess people are, getting normalized to this crap. But anyway, megas love a leader that loots the taxpayers, don't they?
Apparently so.
It's sweet. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to find that cut, because now you've got me on a quest here.
Okay.
I know I've got that someplace.
We will keep looking.
Oh, 1 minute?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour.
I have enough time just to yawn again.
Hold that yawn. We've got Liz Johnston coming up in our 7 o'clock hour from Serenity Pet Spa.
All right.
Also, the award-winning Brittany Merlot. Checking weather and getting the latest on what we can expect this week. Okay?
All right. Well, that sounds great.
Okay. And much more of John and Morty coming up.
We've got so much more coming up.
Right around the corner. Stay with us. News is next on WMDX.
It's the John and Morty Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.